They know he lives. You can celebrate Jesus Christ's atonement and resurrection this Easter season by learning from prophets and apostles. Here are some great quotations to get you started.
No words in Christendom mean more to me than those spoken by the angel to the weeping Mary Magdalene and the other Mary. Why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Our Savior lived again. The most glorious, comforting, and reassuring of all events of human history had taken place, the victory over death. The pain and agony of Gethsemane and Calvary had been wiped away. The salvation of mankind had been secured. The fall of Adam had been reclaimed. The empty tomb that first Easter morning was the answer to Job's question, "If a man die, shall he live again?" To all within the sound of my voice, I declare, if a man die, he shall live again. We know, for we have the light of revealed truth. President Thomas S. Monson, He is Risen, Ensign, May 2010, page 89. As you bind up the wounds of those in need and offer the cleansing of His atonement to those who sorrow in sin, the Lord's power will sustain you. His arms are outstretched with yours to succor and bless the children of our Heavenly Father, including those in your family. President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency, Come Unto Me, Ensign, May 2013, page 24. We must never lose our sense of awe and profound gratitude for the eternal sacrifice of the Son of God. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, Second Counselor in the First Presidency, The Gift of Grace, Ensign, May 2015, page 107.
For the atonement of the Lord and His gift of resurrection, for this sublime message of Easter, thanks be to God. President Russell M. Nelson, President of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, thanks be to God, Ensign, May 2012, page 78. Our Savior's atonement does more than assure us of immortality by a universal resurrection and give us the opportunity to be cleansed from sin by repentance and baptism. His atonement also provides the opportunity to call upon Him who has experienced all of our mortal infirmities to give us the strength to bear the burdens of mortality. The healing and strengthening power of Jesus Christ and His atonement is for all of us who will ask. Elder Dallin H. Oaks of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Strengthened by the Atonement of Jesus Christ, Ensign, November 2015, page 64. As we approach the Easter season, may we show our love and appreciation for the Savior's atoning sacrifice through our simple, compassionate acts of service to our brothers and sisters at home, at church, and in our communities. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, Finding Joy Through Loving Service, Ensign, May 2011, page 49.
Oh, if I had the voice and trump of an angel, that I could say to all mankind that He is risen and that He lives, that He is the Son of God, the only begotten of the Father, the promised Messiah, our Redeemer and Savior, that He came into this world to teach the gospel by example. His divine mission is directed to you and me to come unto Him, and He will lead us into life eternal. Elder Robert D. Hales of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles, What think ye of Christ? Whom say ye that I am? Ensign, May 1979, page 79. On Easter, we celebrate the gift of victory over every fall we have ever experienced, every sorrow we have ever known, every discouragement we have ever had, every fear we have ever faced, to say nothing of our resurrection from death and forgiveness for our sins. Elder Jeffrey R. Holland of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Where Justice, Love, and Mercy Meet, Ensign, May 2015, page 106. Trust and confidence in Christ, and a ready reliance on His merits, mercy, and grace, lead to hope through His atonement in the resurrection and eternal life. Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Therefore, they hushed their fears. Ensign, May 2015, page 47. While we rejoice in the supernal significance of Gethsemane and Calvary, our focus has always been on the resurrected Lord. Elder Quinton L. Cook of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, We Follow Jesus Christ, Ensign, May 2010, page 84.
We can have ultimate trust and confidence in His power to overcome all else and grant us everlasting life. Elder D. Todd Christofferson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, The Resurrection of Jesus Christ, Ensign, May 2014, page 112. I testify that Jesus is the Christ, the Savior of all mankind. His life, His atonement, His resurrection, His awaited return are as sure and certain as the rising sun. His name be praised forever and ever. Elder Neil L. Anderson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, Tell Me the Stories of Jesus, Ensign, May 2012, page 111. My testimony of Jesus Christ has been built from many special experiences in which I have come to know His great love for each one of us. Elder Ronald A. Rasband of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, I stand all amazed, Ensign, November 2014, page 90. Heavenly Father sent His Son to the earth to atone for the sins of all mankind. Of these plain and precious truths, I bear my testimony. Elder Gary E. Stevenson of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, Plain and Precious Truths, Ensign, November 2014, page 92. With all my heart, I want to be a true follower of Jesus Christ. I love Him. I adore Him. I witness of His living reality. I witness that He is the Anointed One, the Messiah. I am a witness of His incomparable mercy, compassion, and love. Elder Dale G. Renlund of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles, Through God's Eyes, Ensign 2015, page 94. End of the article, They Know He Lives. Read by David Shaw, Van Farnworth, Pat Murray, and Dwayne Case.